AP News for Friday, February 14th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine wants security guarantees before it'll engage in peace talks with Russia. He described his discussion with President Trump about Vladimir Putin.
He said to me, I think that he wants to stop the war. I said to him that he is a liar, and you can count on it. I hope that you will pressure him because I don't trust him.
Julia Frankel reports the ceasefire in Gaza appears back on track, with Hamas identifying the hostages it's releasing Saturday.
The three men are all from kibbutz near Oz, one of the hardest hit in the Hamas October 7th attack. There's one Israeli-American, one Israeli-Russian, and one Israeli-Argentinian. They're to be released in exchange for over 300 Palestinian prisoners.
Donna Warder has the latest on the investigation into the mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says on the night a military Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines jet collided, the helicopter crew may have missed one important instruction from air traffic controllers concerning the plane.
17 seconds before impact, a radio transmission from the tower was audible on both CVRs, directing the Black Hawk to pass behind the CRJ. CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission that stated "pass behind the" may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew.
Homendy says investigators also believe the three crew members on the helicopter were wearing night vision goggles. And she says it's not clear why at one point before the collision, the Black Hawk was flying at 300 feet, but the instructor pilot said it was 400 feet. All 67 people aboard both aircraft were killed. Donna Warder, Washington.
Yet an Alabama woman who accused Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs of raping her when she was 13 has dropped her lawsuit. This is AP News. A beluga calf being welcomed at Chicago's Shedd Aquarium. Hi, Panjwani has the story.
Baby boy beluga, his current moniker, is slowly being introduced to the rest of the Shedd's pod of eight whales. Aquarium members are voting on options for the calf's name. It's hard to gather research about belugas. Much of what humans know about them comes from aquariums. Charlie Jacobsma is the director of animal behavior and training at Shedd Aquarium.
If you think about it, in the wild, they're in ice packs and they're in these remote areas that are harder to research and develop. Here at Shedd, we have morphometrics that we gather all the time, and our animals are trained voluntarily to participate in their own healthcare.
What surprises caretakers the most about this young whale and the rest of the pod? Tongue tickles.
I don't know who the first person was to put their hand in a beluga's mouth to figure it out, but it's very sensitive in their mouth, probably from the prey that they eat on the bottom of the ocean, though.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.